This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Well, we are absolutely going to war. There's no question about that. We're in a civil war right now. You can see it. The communists are on one side. Bad, bad people. Communists. Muslim sympathizers. Jew haters. America haters. Open borders advocates. And on the other side, Donald Trump. And the angels of good. God. Christians. Jews. Good people on one side. Bad people on the other. Here's my latest commentary, by the way. Coming out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal. I wrote it early because I've got a crazy week this week. You know, coming up Wednesday, I won't be on the air with you on Wednesday because I'm the opening speaker for Freedom Fest, big event here in Las Vegas, and that's on starts on Wednesday afternoon. And then Thursday night, I'll be the not just the opening speaker, but the host and master of ceremonies and the introducer of Candace Owens. I had an evening with Candace Owens here in Las Vegas at Emerald at Queens Ridge in Summerlin. And a big crowd expected for that one. And then on Friday is the Freedom Fest debate everyone's been waiting for on open borders. Oh, this is going to be a war. And it's me and Candace Owens against a couple of open border chumps. Losers. I'll rip them to shreds. I'll rip them anew, you know what. But here's my commentary, and then I'll take a couple of calls. Taking calls right now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Jews and blacks for Trump, part due. My last column was about Blexit and Jexit. Those are the two movements by Candace Owens and myself to get blacks and Jews to leave the Democratic Party and support President Trump. I know it's working because of the letters I received from readers after Sunday's column. Democrats were steaming mad. That's called hitting the bullseye. You know the saying, the flak is heaviest when you're closest to the target. Bullseye. My event tonight, meaning this is for Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers around the country, my event tonight should really enrage Democrats. I'm host, opening speaker, and master of ceremonies for an evening with Candace Owens at the Emerald at Queens Ridge Ballroom in Summerlin. It will be an honor to introduce the creator of Blexit. Meanwhile, last week was another great week for President Trump. The Dow crossed 27,000 for the first time in history, and the S&P broke 3,000 for the first time in history. Food stamp participation is the lowest in 10 years since Obama, although Democrats must hate that dependency is down under Trump. Border apprehensions reached the lowest level since March. Why? Because President Trump won the trade war with Mexico. They sent thousands of troops to their southern and northern borders. Mexico also agreed to keep the asylum seekers on their side of the border while their cases are being adjudicated. Trump won again. Adjudicated. Trump won again. The world's largest supplier of consumer goods warned that Chinese factories are in urgent and desperate shape. Trump has brought China to its knees, just as I predicted from day one. Sadly, Ross Perot died at age 89. Tens of millions of Americans love former independent presidential candidate Perot. They saw him as a maverick and patriot. Perot defined American exceptionalism. Perot's last act before dying, he endorsed Trump by signing two big checks for Trump's reelection campaign. I'll bet you didn't hear that in the news. Donald Trump endorsed for reelection by Ross Perot, his last act before dying. But I saved the best for last. I'll bet you didn't hear this one on the evening news. Robert Johnson, the legendary founder of BET, Black Entertainment Television, shocked the world. He's disillusioned with his own Democratic Party. The first black billionaire in America's history is a lifelong Democrat donor. He supported Hillary in 2016. Johnson told CNBC, and I quote, "The Democrat Party has moved too far to the left. The programs the Democrats are pushing are not resonating with the majority of American people." This is a lifelong Democrat donor and supporter and a Hillary supporter just 2 years ago. Johnson praised Trump's handling of the economy. He gave Trump credit for the lowest black unemployment ever. He admitted Trump's tax cuts led to this booming economy. He gave Trump a grade of A+ for the economy. Johnson's summation, I give the president a lot of credit for moving the economy in a positive direction that's benefiting a large amount of Americans. Wait for the clincher. This lifelong black Democrat says he isn't supporting any Democrat for president in 2020. Now, the point of both Candace Owens' Blexit and my Jexit is not to produce a majority of blacks and Jews for Trump. We know that can't happen overnight. It may never happen. But if 12% of blacks vote for Trump instead of the 8% that voted for Trump in 2016, if 35% of Jews vote for Trump instead of the 24% in 2016, we hit a grand slam home run and Trump will be reelected by an electoral landslide. That's the point of Blexit and Jexit. And trust me, it's happening right now. That's my column, Jews and Blacks for Trump. Part due, coming out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal. I usually write it on Tuesdays, but I wrote it over the weekend because it's a crazy week. There's so much going on, I don't know when I'll have a chance to write another commentary, so I wrote it earlier in the week. Let's say Kevin in Long Island. He's been very patient. He waited the whole first hour, and then we finally went to him. He wasn't there. Demerits for you, Kevin. What's going on?
Wayne, thank you for taking my call. Wayne, this president is a genius. This move with the tweet absolutely stunned the Democratic Party, who will not call out those ignoramus congresswomen, and he has just fastened a chain around the Democratic Party's neck. And I'm a New Yorker. Our president is a New Yorker. And when he says what he said in that tweet, he didn't say leave the United States. He didn't say get out of the country. He said get out of here. He said go to H-E-double-L hockey sticks. He said go on home. Your mother's calling you. Everyone understands what that president said, and we all love him for that because he said what everybody thinks. And this is a great man who is leading us, and he is taking our country to where we need to go. I have nothing but praise for this man. And God bless the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
All right. Well said, Kevin. And don't forget, he called them communists. America's never going to socialism or communism. He called them Jew haters. He said Ilhan Omar hates Jews. Plain and simple, period. Nobody's got the balls to say things like that but Wayne Root and Donald Trump. And Kevin, you know why, Kev? Because we're all New Yorkers. That's why. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's take Eric in Dallas on KBDT, our flagship USA radio station in the Big D, Dallas, Texas. KBDT. Hey, Eric, how are you?
Doing all right, my brother. How you doing?
Good, good, good. What's on your mind today?
Oh, not much. I just want to let you know that in 1933, under then-President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, we went from being a republic to a corporation. We are no longer a republic. We're the corporation of the United States of America. This was done under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1933.
Tell me what you mean by that, because I have no idea what you're talking about, not a clue. We're the Republic of the United States of America. What are you talking about?
No, I don't know. We're not anymore, sir. Delano Roosevelt turned us from a republic to a corporation in 1933.
Tell me what that means, though. Where was that written? Tell me where does it say that, any edition of the Constitution I don't know about. I mean, I hate FDR, so
no,
believe
it's
me.
Not in...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's a lot you don't know about Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Yes, he did that, along when he passed the Great Society, or not the Great Society, but the Social Security Act as well, which is unconstitutional.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, certain things that you and I may disagree with because they produce too much big government, and I'm a big believer that if instead of you stole 15%, 16% of what I make each year in Social Security, if you let me save it myself, I'd have much more money at the end of 40 years. The government is ripping you off like crazy, but at least I'm realistic, though. I got to admit to you, Eric, you're never getting rid of things like Social Security and Medicare. The average person likes it. I can't help it. They do. You're never getting rid of Social Security. You're never getting rid of Medicare. Even though you might be better off if you save for both, you'd get much higher interest rate and you'd have much more money at the end of, 40 years of working. The government rips you off and they give you way too little money. But I'm just telling you, you may think it's unconstitutional, but no one's ever doing away with Social Security and Medicare. You understand that, right?
Yeah, the problem is we weaned everybody on it. Now nobody
right.
Can do without it.
Well, that's why they wanted Obamacare. That's why John McCain gave the thumbs down to killing Obamacare, because everybody on the left, and that included John McCain, they've all been brainwashed into believing that if you give people a government program, and if you take it away in like a year, you'll be okay. And that would have worked. But instead, they killed it with one vote, and now we're stuck with it. We may never get rid of it. Obamacare may be the same as Medicare and Social Security. It may be with us forever because of our Republican supposed ally, John McCain. His last act on this earth was to kill the repeal of Obamacare, and he was just an agent for the left working to keep Obamacare alive, just like Justice John Roberts, agent for the left. These guys were all dirty, can I tell you? Terrible thing. All right, Eric, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's a wild day. You know, it's a tweet storm and it's a firestorm. Trump and, of course, the people in Hollywood freaking out, all taking what he said, making it much worse than it was. Trump never used the words "go back to Africa," and of course he didn't mean it for all Africans, all American, African Americans, all black people. He never said anything like that, but they're making it like it's racist. This is the same garbage I went through with Obama. I said so many bad things about Obama because Obama was a communist, socialist, Marxist scum who hated America and destroyed the American economy and destroyed the middle class and lied and committed fraud with Obamacare and used the IRS to try and destroy his opponents. And if you say that about a white Democrat, you're not a racist. If you said that about Beto O'Rourke, God forbid, President Beto O'Rourke, God forbid, President Joe Biden, God forbid, President Elizabeth Warren, if you said that about a white person, nobody would care and they wouldn't say a word. You hate them because they're liberal. You hate them because they're communist. But if the person who's communist happens to be black, oh my God, all hell breaks loose. You have to be a racist. You must have aimed it at them because they're black. What are you talking about? I said the same things about Hillary. I said the same things about George McGovern in 1972. I know a communist when I see one. I don't care about the color of their skin. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Big event coming up this Thursday. Call them now. Well, don't call them. You got to click. You don't call anymore. You just click. You go to Eventbrite and you click. July 18th, this Thursday. Emerald at Queensridge, located in Summerlin. T.K. Crabb, a great conservative Republican activist here in Las Vegas, has put the event together. And it is called An Evening with Candace Owens. And it's Wayne Allen Root welcoming Candace Owens to Las Vegas, because I will be the opening speaker, the host, and the master of ceremonies for a great evening. The VIP doors open at 5:30 for a photo op with Candace Owens. And then hors d'oeuvres. And then at 7 o'clock, the doors open for regular tickets. And the event will start around 7:15. Go to Eventbrite. Type in An Evening with Candace Owens. Click on tickets and put in the promo code ROOTS. Root. So go to Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, type in An Evening with Candace Owens, click on the word tickets, put in the promo code ROOT, and I'll see you on Thursday night, this Thursday, July 18th. All right. Prosecutors to drop investigation with no charges against the Trump Organization. There's another big news story. A giant news story. That was never in the news. You know, they said they were investigating the Trump Organization. They never investigated the Clinton Foundation. Only the Trump Organization, I believe, I remember the numbers, took in like $18 million and gave like $17 million of it to charity. They're investigating that one. But the Clinton Foundation, that took in billions and gave pennies to charity, kept all the money for themselves, like the pigs and hogs and frauds and thieves that the Clintons are and all their friends are. Nobody investigated that one. Now the prosecutor is going to drop all the Trump investigation, not the charges, but drop the investigation itself with no charges. Another great move, great day for Trump. And nobody says anything in the news. It's a giant news story when the investigation starts. It's little whispers on page 89. When it ends and there's no charges. How about this one? I think this should be the biggest news story today other than this fight between Trump and the communists. The communist radical nutcases. Elizabeth Warren promises on her first day as president to set up a commission to investigate U.S. crimes against immigrants. Oh, my God. These people are insane. Elizabeth Warren was speaking at the Netroots Nations conference in Philly, a conference filled with communist scum who want open borders, want to drown this country with illegals and foreigners. And she promised to set up a commission to study crimes committed against immigrants, not to study immigrants committing crimes, crimes against immigrants. She really means putting Trump and all of us in prison who are part of this government that put people in detention centers. See, to anyone out there who's working in this system, she said, understand you abuse immigrants, you physically abuse immigrants, you sexually abuse immigrants. What? You fail to get medical care they need, you break the law of the United States. And Donald Trump may be willing to look the other way, but President Elizabeth Warren will not. On my first day, I will empower a commission in the Department of Justice to investigate crimes committed by the United States against immigrants. Oh, my God. I didn't even read the article. I just guessed she wanted to go after government employees like ICE agents and border agents. And by the way, ICE stands for Immigration Customs and Enforcement. I just couldn't drag that in my brain. It's my 58th birthday on Saturday, July 20th. I'll be 58. And I swear, there's like so much stuff into my brain from 58 years of studying. And every day, thousands, literally thousands of hours a year, and every day, 10 hours searching the internet to find good stories for you. Sometimes I can't pull it out of my brain anymore. It takes like 1 or 2 minutes for the files to open up. Immigration Customs Enforcement. ICE. So the Daily Beast reported on the left-wing Netroots Nations conference saying the conversation around the Trump administration's immigration policies, which have become hallmarks of cruelty to Democrats, dominated the closing day of Netroots. It drew 4,000 registered attendees. Can you imagine the scum that were in that audience? Can you imagine the horrible people? You talk about Nazis. These are the Nazis. They hate Jews. They've got this infatuation and obsession with hatred for Jews on the left. And they just love Palestinians. And they love Muslims. They love terrorists. They love Al-Qaeda. Just what Trump said. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen. You know what it reminds me of? There are women in this world who marry guys, and the guys turn into horrible people, right? They're husbands who beat them. Horrible people. Can you imagine a man who beats his wife? And when the police come to arrest the husband for a domestic dispute, the woman jumps on the cop and starts trying to kick and beat and bite the cop because she's on the side of the man who's beating her and beating her to a pulp, right? That's a mental illness. That's what Democrats are. They're nuts. It's a perfect analogy. They're nuts. There's people who want to kill Americans. Oh, we like them. There's people fighting for America, patriots. Oh, we hate them.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Speaking at the White House, President Trump has a message for those who criticize the United States.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way. A lot of people love it. But if you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now.
Democratic Congresswoman from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, was one of the congresswomen that the president called out on Twitter. She responds.
This is the agenda of white nationalists. Whether it is happening in chat rooms, and now it's reached the White House garden.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving Americans through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, war now. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. I am the capitalist evangelist. You know I love all American stories, so I certainly love any kind of Wall Street story where you can buy the stock, and if they make a fortune, you make a fortune. Fordham Resources is just that kind of company, publicly traded. They're a stock. You can buy them. Diversified natural resource company. Oil, gas, mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum. From a 15 cents a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Mark Bruner. Please visit FordhamResources.com. Judge for yourself. Study. Decide for yourself. Make an educated decision, but it looks like a great winner. Fordham Resources, FORTM.com. Ticker symbol FTMR. We've got our guest here, Virginia Kruta, associate editor for the Daily Caller, to talk about some of the biggest stories trending today at the Daily Caller. And I don't even need to look. I look every day. I don't need to look. I know what the biggest stories are at the Daily Caller and every other conservative and liberal website in America. Virginia Kruta, welcome to the show. Wayne Root.
Thanks for having me.
Am I pronouncing your last name right, first of all, Kruta?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Always want to make sure I'm
first.
Doing it. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Listen, hey, you're not alone. Whenever I'm in the Midwest, they all call me Wayne Root. It drives me crazy, but that's how they pronounce root in the Midwest. It's rut, and I don't really like it, but, you know, nothing I can do about it, so I'm just making sure.
I'm actually located in St. Louis, but I don't do that. I grew up in Philadelphia.
See, there you go. You're an East Coaster like me, so you know how to pronounce root is root, not rut. All right, so Virginia Kruta, associate editor for the Daily Caller, and obviously, look, Trump's my guy. My new book's coming out in February called Trump Rules, and it's about his rules for success, and he never apologizes. He doubles down. And here he doubles down, he triples down. He literally says Ilhan Omar is a Jew hater, simple and you know, straightforward. She's a Jew hater. He literally says they're a bunch of communists. I was actually most shocked that Lindsey Graham, in defending Trump, said they're a bunch of communists. I mean, look, we're in open civil war now, Virginia. It's pretty clear what's going on. It's us against them, and we're the patriots who want to save the country, and they want to take us down. It's pretty clear what's happening.
Right. You know, what I thought was interesting, and there were a lot of people, even on both sides, who were saying that maybe Trump had crossed the line with that, with the tweet about sending them back to their country, or they should go back to the country they came from.
Yeah.
And even if you believe that, you have to look at where we are now, because they responded by calling this press conference. And now they're making statements that the rest of the Democratic Party has to either get on board with or deny. And so they stand out there, they call for impeachment. They're playing right into his hands. Because now even if you thought maybe he had crossed the line with that first tweet, he's in a much better position now.
Right, and I saw the polls, too, Virginia. The polls are out from Democratic insiders, or Democrat insiders. I hate to say Democraticus. That's what America's about. That's not what the Democrat Party is. They're Democrats, not Democratic. So Democrat polling shows Ilhan Omar at 9% approval and AOC at 22%. They are hated and despised among average Americans. So picking a fight with Trump when they say, oh, he's unpopular, he's in the 40s, he seems like the most popular president that ever lived compared to the 9% of Ilhan Omar.
Right. Well, the only thing that's important to know about that, I mean, Nancy Pelosi polled at 8% in 2010, but she got reelected because she's a little more popular than that in her home district. So you got to figure that, yeah, across the board, they're maybe not popular, but the question is, how popular are they in their home district? Because that's what's going to put them back in Congress.
Right. No, I'm not necessarily suggesting they're going to lose their home district, although they may. But what I am suggesting is they're not, Trump may be unpopular, and I don't really think he is, by the way, but he, you know, they certainly, and all these pollsters claim he is, but he's a lot more popular than the people that claim he's unpopular. Most of the Democrats poll much lower than Trump. Congress polls much lower than Trump. The House polls lower than Trump. And all the Democrats, including Pelosi, and of course, Ilhan Omar and AOC polled much lower than Trump. So my point is, he's going to get into a major fight with them. They're going to be on the losing end to the average American, you know, the average person.
That's
not necessarily their
true.
District.
And most of them, you know, going out and saying that Trump is unpopular because this poll or that poll, most of them were the ones that were sure that Hillary was going to win because this poll and that poll.
Right.
You got to take it with a grain of salt.
Well, I can easily answer that one, Virginia. I tell this to my audience all the time. First of all, I look only at Rasmussen because all the rest of them poll only registered voters, not likely voters. So all these polls are frauds because if you ask anyone who's registered, many of whom are not going to vote, they all seem to hate Trump. But if you ask people that are likely to vote, our side is much more likely, and we come out much better in those polls. Trump's always 48, 49, 50, which is always 4 to 6 points higher than Obama was. So how could Trump be unpopular if Obama got elected and was an eight-year president, and Trump is higher than Obama at all times? So he's not unpopular. And then, of course, you know, there's always 5-10% or higher of Trump people who will never tell the truth to a pollster. Never. Because they're embarrassed. You know, either they want to screw the pollster over or they're afraid they'll be called a racist. Either way, they don't tell anyone they're for Trump. And that's why he won in 16, and that's why he's going to win by, I believe, an electoral landslide in 20. So the polls are such nonsense. I saw one today. Did you see the one today that shows he's losing to all three of the front runners? Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and Elizabeth Warren is beating Trump, according to polls. Yeah, right. Okay. That is just...
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny, that one plays out.
Donnie Deutsch was on MSNBC like 2 weeks ago when they quoted the same thing. And Donnie Deutsch started laughing on the air and he said, "Do you really think Elizabeth Warren's beating Trump? Please don't make me laugh. Are we just that delusional?" So even Donnie Deutsch understands. He hates Trump with a passion, but Trump's not losing to Elizabeth Warren. These polls are such nonsense. So what do you think about Trump tripling down and coming back on the attack? I think it's the smart move.
I do too, but you have to have the right persona to pull it off, because if you look at what's going on the Democratic side too, Joe Biden tried that. And they've just beaten him over the head with it. You can say you're a scrapper and you can go out there and never apologize, never say die, but it only works if you've got the persona to back it up. And I don't think Biden does. And Trump, up to this point, has shown that he does.
Now, did you watch the press conference with the four of them answering back with Trump? Because I see that's one of the headlines of Daily Caller. I'm at your site right now, and it says the squad takes turns hitting back at Trump during press conference. Did you actually watch that conference, Virginia?
I saw parts of it because I was editing at the time, so I saw parts of it as it was coming through.
What did you think of their and I didn't see it, so I'm going blind here.
They were calling for his, at least two of them called for his impeachment from there. And Joan Walsh was tweeting about it, about Ilhan Omar using Trump's own vulgar language against him to make him look bad. Like, I don't know about that. She was saying that we don't even use that language in the press, but here she is highlighting how vulgar his language is. Like, I don't really think that makes the point she thinks it's making.
No, but I don't think there was anything vulgar. I mean, I think back to Nixon.
No,
right?
I don't.
I think back to Nixon won 49 of 50 states. What was Nixon's favorite saying? You don't like America? Didn't you say get the hell out? Nixon, you say something about love it or leave it. I think it was love it or leave it was his saying. That's all Trump said. It was just basically, if you don't love this country, get the hell out. What the hell's the big deal about that?
Well, I would agree. I don't think that what he said was... I don't think that it was racist. I think he would have said it regardless of the color of the people making the statement.
Right, of course.
A correlation does not equal causation. It's not a, hey, well, he said it to them because they happened to be women of color. No, he said it to them because they made comments that were perceived as anti-American, anti-Semitic, what have you. So
I don't think it doesn't
have anything to say. It was a coincidence that they happen to be women of color, rather than this is why he made the statement. I think he would have done it. Regardless of the color.
Right. Well, that's what, you know, before you came on, you have no way of knowing this, but I was saying at the end of the last segment that during the 8 years of Obama, I hated his, what I believe were socialist, Marxist, communist beliefs that I thought were bringing down America, the American economy, capitalism, middle class, and I criticized Obama left and right viciously. And every time I did it in front of a person of color, they'd say, oh, you're a racist. And I'd sit there and laugh because I hated George McGovern in 1972, and I hated right. Ted Kennedy. Do I hate Irish people? I hate Pelosi. Does that mean I hate all Italians? It's ridiculous, but he just happened to be black. It was his views. Right. I didn't care about the color of his skin. And this is the same thing all over again. You can't criticize someone who's black or of color without them saying, oh, my God, you're a racist. It's become an absolute joke, and I think most white Americans repel at this kind of stuff. They're turning them off. You know, it's a famous joke. You ever hear the joke? What's the definition of a racist? Anyone winning an argument with a liberal.
Well, that's true.
That's what just happened. That's it right there.
Right. And you know, it's I'm at the point where, and I've had this discussion with my son. You know, the thing that happened, de Blasio was talking about it a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, he has
a mixed-race son, and he said he had to have the conversation with his son about if he ever got pulled over or he was afraid that his son would be killed by police.
Yes.
My son is white. He's 17. He's the sweetest kid you'll ever meet. And very responsible. I've never had any issues with him at all.
Hey, Virginia, I don't know if you hear the music. We're about to go out. Just hang with us, and I'll get ready on the other side of the break. I want to hear this story, because I could share something with you, because I was a nice white kid, and four times I got cops pulling guns on me. So it's not a black issue. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. No, 9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Now, of course, I've been busy preparing for the show and then doing this three-hour show, so I didn't see the press conference. But Ilhan Omar was asked, are you pro-Al-Qaeda? And she refuses to answer. Refuses to answer. President Trump called an anti-Israel pro-Al-Qaeda, and the comment on the 9/11 attack, some people did something. I mean, that was great by President Trump. And then Ilhan Omar was asked by Fox reporter Chad Pergram about her disgusting comments on Al-Qaeda and 9/11, and Ilhan refused to answer, says it's time Muslims do not have to respond to attacks by radical Muslims. She stayed away from comments on her marriage to a brother and tax fraud. This is wild stuff, man. This is the greatest soap opera or reality TV show in America's history. By the way, before I get back to my guest from the Daily Caller, Virginia Kruta, associate editor for the Daily Caller, I got to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel in Miami, Florida on October 10th to 12th in sexy, sizzling Miami. Headliner speakers include yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and Dinesh D'Souza, and Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, and Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, etc., and many more. But this is more than just a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features, get this, a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, I guess who's hosting the Texas Hold'em golf tournament? Wayne Allen Root. A golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, remember, it's October 10th through 12th, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th through 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. All right, back with our guest, Virginia Kruta, associate editor for the Daily Caller. Virginia, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for keeping me on.
So we were talking about your son, who Mayor de Blasio of New York, who's white,
right.
married to a black wife, so they have a mixed-race son, and he also always says he has to give him the talk, had to give him the talk, continues to give him the talk. Be careful how you speak to policemen just because you're part black. They will just kill you and brutalize you. I mean, that's his general philosophy, which I think is total complete BS. But anyway, tell us about your talk with your son.
Now, well, he had a situation. He was at a public school, and we're just east of St. Louis in Illinois. So kind of still in the St. Louis metro area. And he was at public school for junior high, and he forgot that he was supposed to go to an assembly, and so he took his gym clothes to change for PE. And there was another student who walked up to him and said, "Are you stupid? You don't have to change today." And my son, being a little on the shy side, chose to ignore the provocation, which I'm glad that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept walking. And the kid stopped him and said, "Are you refusing to answer me because I'm black?" And my son came home and told me, and he says, "What am I supposed to do?" And I had to have this talk with him. I had to tell him that because he is white and male, there will be social situations or conversations that he's involved in where his opinion won't matter, and he will be the bad guy whether he did anything or not.
Right, and he might have a hard time getting into college, by the way.
Right.
It's very hard for a white male to get into the top schools in America anymore. They're looking for a black student, Hispanic student, gay student, transsexual student, female students, Palestinian students, anything in the world except a white American-born male. They don't want him anymore. It's very sad, Virginia. It really is. How old is your son?
He's 17.
All right, so I'll tell you.
A few years ago.
So my daughter. Okay, we'll get into a college discussion here, but this is why people like my show. It's a real life discussion. So my daughter was homeschooled, and she's now 27. But the point was, 10 years ago or so, she was just applying to college, and she got 13 for 13 at all the best colleges in America and wound up going to Harvard and graduating top of her class. And she was a female, obviously, and she's white, obviously, but she was accepted by all of them. So at least she had the female going for her. She had the top SAT scores, as high as anyone in the country, and she won the National Merit Presidential Scholarship. So she got into every good college. Now fast forward 10 years later, my son was 18 a year ago, and he got the same SAT scores as her. He took the, I think it's called the ACT exam, too. Is that what it is? ACT?
ACT, yeah.
And he did slightly better than her, and he won the National Merit Presidential Scholarship, which is not the same as the regular National Merit. It's the very special presidential one. Do you know he's rejected by almost every college? Nobody wants a white male. And the same colleges that took my daughter all said no to him. And he was in shock, and it wasn't just Ivy League schools. You know, he got turned down by USC, which is no Ivy League school. And his grades were far better than he needed to get into USC. He should have been the first person in the state of Nevada accepted by USC. And they turned him down. And, I think it's a mixture of being a white male and being the son of Wayne Root. And they Googled me, and they said, "We don't want no Republican son in this school." And then, of course, all the rich kids who got in because they paid $500,000 to the coaches at USC that are all now under arrest. It's a combination of all of those, but the world has changed.
That's the problem. He didn't have a pretend sport. That might have been your problem.
That's it. No $500,000 bribe. Scary stuff. Virginia, I love having real-life conversations like that. Virginia Cruda, associate editor for the Daily Caller. Go to dailycaller.com. Thanks, Virginia.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
One.